Questions to ponder. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Now, a lot of finger pointing continues tonight in the Republican Party. Here at the angle, we're less concerned with the finger pointing about the past and more concerned about how to get better results in the future. Lots of buzz about challenges and changes to Republican leadership in the House, in the Senate, and the RNC after more disappointing news over the weekend and tonight out of Nevada and Arizona. Now, who knows how things are going to shake out, but as much as the grassroots wants to turn the entire party upside down, and I do not blame them one bit, they also need to be realistic about the landscape. You can't beat something with nothing, and the power of the status quo is formidable. So whoever's in charge will have to lay out the groundwork now for a far more sophisticated campaign in 2024. If you want to lead the Republican Party, you need to be able to answer some tough questions. First, we can complain about it, and we do, but even in some Republican states, ballot harvesting is legal in certain circumstances. In fact, it's legal in dozens of states. Ballot harvesting is basically when a third party, often political ops, can collect and bring in ballots for a voter. So why the heck aren't Republicans better at it? You know, what are the most successful groups doing it now? How much does it cost? And what are Republicans doing to emulate the successful methods? Why can't they canvass at senior centers, baseball games, country music festivals, and I don't know, outside of NASCAR events? Second, as much as we all wish voting was limited to one day, and I would mandate that tomorrow if I were queen, early voting is probably here to stay. So what's leadership proposing that their state officials do to get better at this? You got to hand it to them. The Democrats know how to game the system. But until Republicans can change election laws, they need to beat the Democrats at their own game. Otherwise, how are they going to avoid scenes playing out like this? The word dump is appropriate. Except in states like Florida, South Dakota, Democrats have the early voting field to themselves. Third, going forward, because of the early voting and the mail-in ballots, I think we all have to assume that in many states, it's going to take at least 2 weeks to count the vote. So in states like Illinois, ballots actually have 2 weeks to arrive as long as they're postmarked by election day. It's ridiculous. And in Washington state, by the way, it's 3 weeks. So what is being done to ensure that GOP interests during this opaque process are being protected during these long and extended vote periods? Shouldn't they be doing more? Why isn't there a GOP website that allows us to track in real time how many votes are left and where the counts are actually taking place? Who's even doing the counts? For the past 6 days, Republican friends, they keep texting me and calling me saying, Laura, what is happening? Are we going to win in Arizona? It's a feeling of total helplessness because they're left in the dark. This year, Republicans lost Senate races in Arizona, California, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State out west. We lost Senate races in Connecticut, Maryland, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, New York, and Vermont on the East Coast. We won every other Senate race with the lone exception of Georgia, which obviously is the runoff, in Illinois because of Chicago, and Colorado, you know, Denver's gone left. So Republicans are doing really well in middle America. So what is the specific plan to do better along the two coasts? We've got 12 Senate seats in New England alone. This year, the GOP continued to prove that we have a lot of support in the Latino community. But that bloc still supports Democrats by a margin of 2-1. So what are we going to do to grow that support? Certainly haven't hit the ceiling there. Sixth, if the problem is that the nominated candidates who donors wanted weren't nominated and the other ones were weak, well, why did Adam Laxalt lose in Nevada? He was supported by a lot of the donors. And why did Joe O'Day lose in Colorado? Why is Murkowski struggling in Alaska? And what are Republicans doing to stop, by the way, ranked choice voting from spreading to other states? Because you know the Democrats want to do that. Next, what benefits did the GOP get from Mitch McConnell's decision to let the Biden administration have an infrastructure bill? Remember when he came on this show, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy claimed to me and to all of you out there that that bill was going to give the Republicans more leverage to stop the climate change bill. Do you remember that debate we had? Well, the opposite happened. I predicted it. In fact, it gave the Democrats a political victory to run on this season. What the heck did we get out of it? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, obviously, another point, doesn't like to talk much to the press. And he said almost nothing during the campaign other than that one time where he kind of criticized Republican nominees. What did the advantages of having a Senate leader who doesn't actually speak much, especially when GOP voters are restless and even angry? Or maybe, I don't know, the quiet approach, that's preferable in a land of windbags? Now, looking at these results, most observers will likely conclude that Pelosi, even though she will narrowly lose her majority, and Schumer, who will hang on barely to his, that they're just better at politics, sadly, at this point, than McCarthy and McConnell. A lot of people are going to think that. So why are those observers wrong? Again, we need a real conversation here. There's no shying away from it at this point. Somehow, despite Democrats leaving us with 8% inflation, spiking crime, and you know it's spiking, and an open border, millions of voters in battleground states didn't blame them for it. So what three things do Republicans stand for right now that the leadership can articulate with clarity, specificity, and conviction? Is it opening up immediate drilling and fracking to bring down energy costs? Is it a middle-class tax cut? So, look, we have a lot of questions. And whoever wants to lead the GOP should be giving us answers. But let's not forget, we've also had successes. In the history books, 2022 will probably be remembered as the year Roe versus Wade was overturned, and as the year Nancy Pelosi lost the House. It may also be remembered as the year the Democrats lost Florida for good, at least our lifetime. And the year that Republicans started showing new life in New York, huge victory there. Those are great accomplishments. But as we've been telling you, it's not enough to keep winning the same states over and over again, obviously with the exception of New York. We need leaders who want to do better and who can help us grow this movement. And we will keep looking for them until we find them. The conversation starts here tonight. That's The Angle.